The other night I was speaking here and I mentioned that a woman, even a man, when they smile, they look much better. But better than that is when I see somebody chanting the holy name. That is when they look the most beautiful. I even have a song with that theme in mind. You are a most beautiful person because you chant Krishna's name. And there is a science, actually, to chanting. One of the things I've learned from Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, is that this process of Krishna consciousness is the science of God. Many years ago, I was speaking at a college, and I mentioned that this is the science of God. And one student was an adult class. One student objected, "No, science means biology, chemistry," listed all. And I said, wait, hold on. Science means there is a procedure. You follow this procedure, you will get a predictable result. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. If you know the process, you make what we need most nowadays, water. So that's science. So I said, this philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, the philosophy of chanting, is a science. If you follow the procedures as been handed down by the spiritual scientists, the transcendental scientists, like Srila Prabhupada and his predecessors, you will get a result. The first result is the cleansing of the heart. The cleansing of the heart, or the cleansing of the mind, means you start to become free from anxiety. So, when I see you chanting, you relieve my anxiety. You actually help me. And when I chant, when you chant, we're also helping ourselves. We're making ourselves. There's this song that's so popular, and I always like to throw in, "Because I'm happy." Yes, I'm happy because I chant the holy name of God. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us 8 teachings about chanting. And what Sandamani requested tonight, the second prayer of Lord Chaitanya is what comes to mind. Nam nam akari bahuna nijasarva shakti. This one line. So Lord Chaitanya, he's praying to Krishna, saying, "My Lord, you have hundreds, thousands, millions of names. Now, what do these names signify? First of all, the name reinforces something that's very, very important, that God is a person. And one of the first things we learn in the Bhagavad Gita is that we are eternal persons. We were always a person. We're definitely persons now. And the Bhagavad Gita assures us that we will continue to be individual persons forever. So I always like to make a joke, get used to yourself, because you're not going away. Now, you are in a current body or vehicle right now, but that's temporary. You still are an eternal person beyond what you see in the mirror. And trust me, when you get to be my age, you're going to appreciate that you're not what you see in the mirror. Okay? Because at my age, when I look in the mirror, but then I remember Bhagavad Gita, I'm not this body. Oh, good. I haven't really seen myself yet. But the fact remains that I am and we are eternal individual persons. And so is God. So that is a very fundamental point that is taught in this philosophy of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, that God is a unique individual person like you. So in this first line, nam na, let's learn. Shall we learn a line? Everybody please repeat. Nam nam. Akari. Bahuda. Nijasarva Shakti. Isn't that word Shakti very, really good, huh? Actually, the sound signifies Shakti means energy. So when everybody says Shakti, yeah, you can just, it's like, what is that? I don't want to poetic, whatever it is. The sound sort of gives you an idea of what it's like. Shakti. So the names of God are full of God's potencies. There's another mantra from the Vedas. Prabhupada used to quote all the time. Parasya Shaktir Vibhidhaiva Sruyate. God has unlimited energies. The other night, I gave my favorite example. Later on, we're going to be offering candles, right? We're still, no candles tonight? Oh, all right, no candles tonight. But was it yesterday? I can't remember what's happening. I'm so perplunked, whatever it is. I'm too intoxicated by coming to this temple. Spiritually, not, don't get me wrong. Spiritually intoxicated. So in the temple in the morning and last night, it's the month of Kartik, the month of Damodar, so we're offering candles. So as soon as you have a candle, a flame, a fire, a light, then you have two simultaneous energies along with the flame, heat and light. Those energies exist simultaneously with the flame. You can't have fire and not have heat and light. They're part and parcel of the flame. So that example of the flame is also good to understand God and his energies. God would be the flame, and his energies, like the heat and light of the flame, but in this sense, God has innumerable energies, so many different shaktis or potencies. And so, these different names of God, some of them signify his position as God. Some names of God signify his different potencies. But the best names of God are the ones that signify his relationships with his loving devotees. Because as Prabhupada always taught us, God is never alone. He's always in the association of one of his devotees. One time he gave an instruction to one of the artists. Don't draw a picture of Krishna all by himself. There must at least be a cow. Because yesterday we heard about the original name of Krishna, known as Govinda. Everybody say.
Govinda.
Yes, that's the original name. So that means Krishna is the protector, the lover of the cows. So the different names of God, they have his energies and his potencies. So when you chant these names, the sciences, those of you who might be familiar with the Christian Bible, that which I was raised on. I was raised on the Bible for the first 19 years of my life. Then I became a complete demon. I was a good Catholic school boy up until the age of 19. And then I discovered sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And then after about 5 years, I was in hell. And then one day, I met one of these guys, a Hare Krishna devotee. And it was like a Martian flew out of the sky. I was on my way to a recording session on 42nd Street, New York City. All of a sudden, a guy like that, saffron robes and the strange paint on his face, was right in front of me. He handed me a card and whisked away on his UFO. It was like, what was that? What was that? And that card had the Hare Krishna mantra on it. And at the bottom it said, chant this mantra and your life will be sublime. So then I went to the recording session, and it was the recording session from hell. Every song I sang was off key. My producer was yelling at me. I was yelling at him. My girlfriend and her sister were in the booth, so I was making a complete idiot of myself. And the producer was making all kinds of derogatory. It was just the worst day. Here I am trying to make it. I'm trying to become the next John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley. And I'm falling flat on my face. So that night on the way home, my girlfriend and her sister, they went home. I still had a club to play. So on the way home from everything, I was going to see her. So I had to take a subway, had to take a bus. So it was like a 2-hour trip. And I was so miserable. I took that card and I kept looking at it. Chant this mantra and your life will be sublime. I kept looking at that card the whole trip home. I got to my girlfriend's house at 3:00 in the morning. I don't know why, but the first words out of my mouth, Linda, we have to stop having sex. We have to start chanting Hare Krishna. Then all of a sudden she manifested her Putana witch form. And she said, get out of here. I don't want to see you. Get out. And she threw me out of the house. And I was thinking, wow, this mantra is really far out. This is amazing. Sri Sri Gaurinitya Radha Krishna Bhagavan Ki. And the next day, I was with my brother going back to the city. And I told my brother, you know what? I don't know, but something tells me I'm going to become a Hare Krishna. And my brother looked at me like, what are you, nuts? And then within a year, there I was. So be careful with this mantra. You don't know what's going to happen. You may find yourself locked out of your girlfriend's apartment at 3:00 in the morning. But the fact still remains. This sound vibration, transcendental sound vibration, is so powerful. So, so powerful. Because it has God's potencies, God's energy. So the Bible says, hallowed be thy name. So that is an absolute concept. The name of God is holy. I've been told by some Jewish people that actually in the Jewish religion, you're not allowed to say the name of God because it's too holy, which I find to be rather fascinating because our religion is completely different. Our philosophy is, yes, God's name is so holy, that's why you should chant it. Not that you shouldn't chant it. Yes, it's holy, and by vibrating the name of God, you become holy. You become purified. You become happy. And I'm living proof of it. Do I look happy? Huh? Do I look well fed? It's all because of this chanting of the transcendental sound vibrations. So, hallowed be thy name. The name of God is holy. Now, in our philosophy, we go even further. Nama Chintamani Krishnas. The holy name of God, especially the holy name. Can everybody say this name? Krishna.
Krishna.
Very good. Because that name, well, actually, this Maha Mantra that we chant, right? There are, in the Vedas, there are hundreds and hundreds of mantras in the Vedas, hundreds. But the one that we chant is called Maha Mantra, the great chant. And what I like to do, especially with high school and college students, I try to break it down to terms they might appreciate. I tell them, this is the mantra on steroids, this Maha Mantra. Because there are no hard and fast rules. Anyone can chant. Anyone can chant at any time, in any situation, no hard and fast rules. So, no restrictions, just chant this name of God, this Maha Mantra. So, Nama Chintamani Krishnas, the name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone. A transcendental touchstone means whatever your desire is, you can get simply by invoking the holy name of God. Now, there are two kinds of desires, material desires and spiritual desires. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that if we aspire for material desires, that is less intelligent. Why? Because when you get a fulfillment of a material desire, it's limited and temporary. The soul, being of the same quality as God, all spirit, will not be satisfied with anything other than spirit. Like a fish out of water. You take a fish out of water, give him, you know, champagne, caviar. No. What does the fish want? Put me back in the water. So the same way, currently in our existential condition, we are all like fish out of water. We're in a material atmosphere, a material condition, but the soul, the real you, is requiring an actual spiritual situation. That's what this temple is trying to provide. This temple exists in order to provide for you a spiritual atmosphere, a place where your soul can grow, your soul can be nourished, your soul can be satisfied. So, the name of Krishna is Chintamani. You can get your desires fulfilled simply by chanting this name of Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya, the next word. The name of God is conscious. It's not just a sound vibration, like some people think, oh, you guys are hypnotizing yourself, so I might as well chant Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola. Some people think like that. But we're not just vibrating syllables. No, that's not what we're doing here. This is a transcendental sound vibration that is fully conscious because the name is actually a person. Like in the temple, we address each other, Prabhu. Now Prabhu means master, but sometimes we misinterpret it. Prabhu, as like we're telling the master, Prabhu, Prabhu means Prabhu, right? If you ask your wife or husband for something, you can say, hey, I, or you could say, my dear Devi, my dear Pati. It all depends on the tone, how you ask. That changes everything. So the same way with the holy name of God, it's a conscious and it's a person, Lord, Prabhu, Master. The chanter is feeling himself not the enjoyer of the name, but the servant. That's actually the key to successful chanting. When you see yourself not as the enjoyer, I'm going to enjoy this chanting. No, I'm going to serve. I'm going to have a different attitude. I use this same logic. I sometimes do marriage counseling. And I always tell the couple, the most successful marriage is when the husband sees himself as the servant of the wife and the wife sees herself as the servant of the husband. Everybody like that concept? Am I a good marriage counselor? That's actually how you will have a successful marriage. Because you see each other, this is not my slave. No, I am her servant. And she simultaneously sees me that she's my servant. So it works very nicely. So the chanter tries to see him or herself as the servant of this conscious name. And that's why Lord Chaitanya, the teacher, the instructor, the inaugurator of this chanting, he advises us what is the real mentality for chanting. And he says the mentality should be meek and humble and tolerant. And give respect to everyone. Why? Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. If Krishna is in everyone's heart, how are we any different from each other? We're all in the same family. Group hug. We're all in the family of Krishna. It's called Achyuta Gotra. Especially when you take initiation, you become part of Achyuta Gotra. And you start to appreciate that God is in everyone's heart. And therefore, we're all in the same family. Chaitanya Rasa, the next word, Rasa. The name of God is full of transcendental sweet taste. Now, on this point, the question arises, I'm having difficulty tasting that sweetness that you say is there in the chanting. I'm having a hard time tasting that sweetness. And that's explained. There's, like I said, this is a science. So that's also explained. Currently, we are in a spiritually diseased condition of life. That spiritually conditioned disease condition is called ignorance. And the ignorance is, although I'm spiritual, I'm still thinking in terms of the body. That is my conundrum. I'm spiritual, but I'm still thinking I'm Italian. I'm from New York, or I'm this, or I still have this conditioning to break from, okay? And depending on how much I identify with my conditioning, that's like a disease. There's a disease called jaundice, a disease of the liver. And when you get this disease, there's only one cure. And it's called sugarcane juice. If you've ever been to tropical countries, If you ever get sugarcane juice, I highly recommend it. And you've had it? You've had sugarcane juice? It's good, right? Yeah. Especially when they make it fresh. Yes, sugarcane juice. But here's the problem. A person with jaundice, if you give that person sugarcane juice, it's the most bitter. He can't take it. It's because of the disease, he's not able to taste the sweetness of the sugarcane juice. So he doesn't want to take it. But that's the cure. That's his conundrum. The cure is very, very bitter. But you have to use your intelligence. It tastes bitter, but I know it's the medicine. So by force, I take it. But as soon as I start taking the sugarcane juice, it starts to cure me. The next time I take the sugarcane juice, it's a little less bitter. You go on taking the sugarcane juice, and one, how do you know you're cured? Because now, I love this sugarcane. Now you know you're cured. And you want more and more. In the beginning, it was the most bitter, nasty thing because you were diseased. So in the same way, in the beginning, we may find chanting to be bitter. We may find I'm not getting any taste, but we should go on chanting, understanding with higher knowledge, this is the specific medicine to wipe out the disease of material consciousness. Once material consciousness is eliminated, then you exist in your true original spiritual consciousness, and you'll be happy. Yes. So we take this Maha Mantra as medicine, and you know that you're progressing because little by little you get a taste for chanting. You get a taste and you look forward to chanting because you're deriving so much benefits. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, full of form. The name of Krishna, the name of God, is full of form. So, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Nitya Shuddha. Ah, these are nice Sanskrit words. Purna, full. It's complete. Nothing is lacking in this Maha Mantra, the names of God, full. Lord Chaitanya teaches that everybody is looking for this nectar, this full nectar, deathless nectar. And the chanting gives you a drop, a taste of that full nectar. And that's all you need. You just need a drop to satisfy you. So we actually beg. We beg the holy name. Please, I am your servant. Give me a drop of the nectar. Purna, nitya, it's eternal. As God is eternal, you are eternal. The name of God is also eternal. Shuddha, completely pure. Completely pure. Why is this true? Abhinitvan nama namino. Because the name and the object are the same. Unlike, here is a nice cup of water. I'm thirsty. Water, 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 water. As you can see, I'm from New York. You see my accent? Even I'm recognizing it. Water, water. Am I quenching my thirst by saying water? She has it right. I'm not. I'm becoming more thirsty. But if I drink, would you allow me? Now, I'm satisfied. The name water is different from the substance. That's the material world. That, in a nutshell, is what we call the duality of the material world. A name and its object, two different things. But when we come to the spiritual platform, the name and the object are the same. They're exactly the same. So this is more on the science of chanting. The name of God doesn't represent God. It is God. And it's just a question of realizing it. And when you realize that, when I realize that, and I'm not saying, when we realize that, then we will be so happy that we won't be able to stop chanting. It'll be impossible to stop because we'll be deriving so much bliss and ecstasy from chanting this holy name. So the Krishna consciousness movement is advertising. And we want everyone to come and taste and begin chanting this Maha Mantra so that they can be... We don't charge for the mantra. Yes, we have to charge the restaurant. That's one thing, right? Things cost money. But the Maha Mantra is free. And not only is it free, as I said, no hard and fast rules. You can chant it anytime, any place, any situation. Go for it. Try it. Experiment with it. Let yourself go. Get into it. Experience it. As George Harrison wrote in the beginning of our Krishna book, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. So, please come. Are you ready now for some real chanting? All right, then we will do some real chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody. Together now. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the ladies, all the women, all right, men. Hare Krishna. Ladies were better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
More. One more time. Give yourselves a hand. You did very, very good. I have to say, I kept asking him to lead because the way he looks when he's chanting, you look like an angel. He's just so, were you looking at him? He looks so pure and happy, so nice. So there's one last thing I wanted to leave you with, and that is Lord Chaitanya's seven benefits of chanting. I'm sure a lot of you have 401ks, investments, stock portfolios, and you're looking for your benefits package. Well, the Maha Mantra has spiritual benefits, seven. So what's the first one? Cheto Darpana Marjanam cleanses the heart, cleanses the mind of all misgivings, misunderstandings, all bad things, all anxieties are washed away from the heart. Then the next one. So it's Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam. The material existence is like a blazing forest fire. There's no relief. But by chanting, we begin to extinguish that blazing forest fire, especially the worst one, repeated birth and death. Not only do you have to go through this life, but if you don't perfect yourself, you got to come back and do it all over again. Me personally, I'm tired. I want to finish it up. So Bhava Mahada Vagni Nyat extinguishes the blazing fire of repeated birth and death. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. There are two phases to the moon, waxing and waning. So this chanting is a waxing moon of auspiciousness. Everybody wants blessings. Everybody wants auspiciousness. You can get it. Just continue to chant. And the more you chant, it is a waxing moon of auspiciousness. Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Varhu Jivanam. This chanting is the life and soul of transcendental knowledge. We were discussing this morning and yesterday how this science is not simply book knowledge, but it's revealed knowledge. The knowledge, the understanding is revealed to you by God in your heart. He reveals it to you. So this chanting is the way, it's the life and soul of transcendental knowledge. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Picture an ocean. Now I live in Los Angeles, so the Pacific Ocean is right there. But the Pacific Ocean stops. But if there's a tidal wave, then the ocean can come inland. Well, this chanting of the Maha Mantra is an ever-expanding ocean, but an ocean of bliss. And what is bliss? Bliss means happiness that is ever increasing. Ever increasing. And this chanting is an expanding ocean of bliss. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadanam. At every step, you can get a taste of that happiness, that nectar, for which everybody is looking for. Everybody's looking for love in all the wrong places. Everybody's looking for happiness in the wrong place. In the nightclub, in the sports arena, in intoxication, illicit sex, all these things that people are chasing after. They're looking for this drop of full nectar, but they're not getting it. But you can get it. You can get a full taste of this nectar the more you proceed with your chanting. Anandam buddhi varnanang pratipadang, at every step, prinamrita svadanang sarvatma snapanang. Today was a hot day, was it not? At some point you cooled off, you took a nice bath, and you felt like I did before coming, took my bath, refreshed. And that's why I gave a great lecture, right? How did I do? Was I all right? Thank you so much. So, this chanting is a bathing of the soul. The soul becomes bathed by this Maha Mantra. I'm over time. I'll come back next year. She's already booked me for next year. So I'll see you next year. And during prasadam, somebody brought a guitar. So if you come back, can they take prasadam in here? I'll sing some songs on the guitar if you so desire. And there's no cover charge. It's free. All right. Shall we proceed? All right.